Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. I'm Kenneth, and this is Gloria. Of course, you can tell that. She's much better looking than I am.
You're so kind.
Amen. And let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you today for the word. We thank you.
Oh, we're grateful.
For the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. For your word says,
praise you, Jesus.
In the Gospel of John, Jesus himself said it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And we thank you for that, Lord Jesus, for being the gift.
Yes.
The gift of love that God gave to this world.
Thank you.
And we praise you and we thank you for this broadcast today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's go back into the Gospel of Luke in the second chapter where we were yesterday. Now, we noticed that the prayers, the ones that spent a lot of time before the Lord, were the ones that knew. They knew by the Spirit, they knew who Jesus was. They knew why he came. And when Simeon lifted him up, he thanked God that this was Messiah. And then Anna came in, a widow of 84 years. So when you figure up the numbers, she's 91 years old. And she had stayed before the Lord. She coming in at that instant gave thanks unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. So the prayers, the people that spent time before the Lord were the ones that knew. It had been things revealed to them. Mm-hmm. Now, who knows what all had been revealed to them over all those years. But Anna came in at that instant. She knew by the Spirit that she spent her time in the temple. I always wondered when I see things like that. We're going to see something else about Jesus here in a minute. She spent all of her time in the temple. Where did she live? I mean, did she live in the temple? She was obviously there that day. So, I don't know. That's interesting in itself. So now, in verse 40, the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover. Of course they did. So they made that 90-mile journey, but now it's only once a year, and you know, at least she wasn't pregnant this time. But now she had more children. And James, the book of James, was the writer of that book, was Jesus' brother. Well, half-brother, we know that. And that makes the book of James an extremely important book. Amen. Now, how would you like to have had Jesus as your older brother? Well, why can't you be like Jesus? He never does anything wrong. Everything he says is just perfect. Now, I want to interrupt this for a moment. Thank you, Lord, for reminding me of that. There are other so-called gospels that talk about Jesus maybe healing birds and so forth. Don't waste your time going there. Because the Scripture very plainly states that the first miracle he did was at the wedding feast of Cana.
Yes.
And his mother pushed him into that.
Yes.
He said, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? My time hadn't come yet." She said, "Whatever he says, you do it." So we know now that from the scriptures that Jesus only said what he heard his father say, and he only did what he saw his father do. Well, in this case, that was the will of God. And his mother, she just stepped across the line. And of course, he did whatever mother said. That was the first miracle. We also have record of the first healing was the nobleman's son. So all that other about him healing animals and all of that, that's not right. And maybe later on in the week, I'll tell you some other things about that. So when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. He stayed behind. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. Excuse me. When they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. When they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt with this like this? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. Now figure it up. There are 5 days involved in this. Yeah. Now where did he sleep? Who fed him? Well, he wasn't but 12 years old. So he's just now becoming a man. He's considered a man at 13. Circumcised the 8th day. And now he is becoming a man. So they recognized in him that he had a lot of insight into the scriptures. So obviously he was a very good student. Now let's look at it again.
Where are you?
In Luke 2:47. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. His answers.
Right.
He had answers.
Yeah.
We also know from studying the scripture that he found himself in the book of Isaiah.
Yes.
So his knowledge of all the scriptures, Isaiah and the Pentateuch, the first 5 books of the Bible, because by this age he had them memorized.
Right.
He's a young man. He had those first 5 books memorized.
Yes.
And so he was very accurate in it, in the things that he said and his insight into scriptures. So they were glad to keep him there.
Yeah.
They were glad to take care of him. They could see in this young man a very valuable student, and could possibly one day be, you know, so forth and so on. And they were very interested in him because of the wisdom that he had. And so, and he was filled with wisdom. Verse 4, the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. Filled with wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
The grace of God was upon him. Well, the Holy Spirit was in him. Now, he's not 30 years old yet, so he has not been baptized in the Spirit. But he had the wisdom of the Spirit. And all of these things were coming up inside him, and he's asking questions and answering questions that astounded these teachers and doctors of the law. And can't you just imagine they're saying, have you ever in your whole life? And the others say, no, have you? No. Whose boy is this anyway? We need to find out more about him. And so let's, you know, where's his folks?
Where'd he come from?
Where'd he come from? Where are his folks? Well, we don't know. Somehow or another, they got misplaced. But surely they'll come back and pick him up. But let's take care of him until they get here, because we want to meet his parents. We want to know who they are. And so they took care of him. Notice what he said unto them. How is it that you sought me? What are you looking for me for? Yeah. Know ye not that I must be about my Father's business? What do you see in that? They looked everywhere before they looked in the temple.
I doubt children went to the temple voluntarily.
Yes, he did, but they knew he did, because he just studied the Word night and day. But they should have thought, well, now, wait a minute. Let's check there first.
Yeah.
But they checked there last. Anyway, they learned from that. They understood not the saying which he spake unto them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, or if you read your cross reference, age, in favor or grace. He'd already mentioned grace. He increased in wisdom and age and in favor with God and men. Everybody liked him. He got along with everybody until he stepped out. And then other things began to happen. So we're right here in the book of Luke. So in that third chapter, the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch in Galilee, and brother Philip tetrarch, and so forth and so on. Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. Well, now we've already read about him. He's 6 months older than Jesus. And their cousins, and their mothers spent their pregnancies together. Yeah. And so they're very obviously very close. Mm-hmm. Now, my being an only child, since my mother was not able to, it was dangerous for her to have any more children. And so my cousins were the closest thing to brothers and sisters that I had. And several of them were just really close. And so I had one cousin that was just so, she was so close to me. Anyway, cousins can be, I mean, that's kinsfolks, you know.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
And so they're close. Their families know one another, and there's obviously a lot of intermingling of those two families since they all live right there together. And so all of that's happening. Now, in that third verse in Luke 3, and he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Now, that is old covenant baptism, not new, but old. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Now, you have the Amplified there, Gloria.
What am I looking at right now?
Yeah. Okay. And I want to see that in that fifth verse. Every valley and ravine shall be filled up, and every mountain and hill shall be leveled, and the crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough roads shall be made smooth, and all mankind shall see, behold, and understand, and at the last knowledge, the salvation of God, the deliverance from eternal death decreed by God. The deliverance from eternal death. Oh, wow. That's what I wanted you to see from the Classic Amplified. Deliverance from eternal death. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, and then said he to the multitude, the seventh verse, that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come. Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able to of these stones to raise up children of God. Hmm. Now therefore
would
also,
that be us?
Well, yeah, he and what he was saying, don't compromise here. Don't be coming up here and saying you don't have any sin. We're children of Abraham. No, he said that's no excuse. And what I see out of this is that he just turned and pointed to those stones. But now, do you remember what Professor Greg Stevens said about those stones? Those were the gravestones of the prophets.
Yes.
So he pointed to those stones.
And said what?
And look what he said. God is able of those stones to raise up children unto Abraham. So he's really, man, I mean, he's putting a lot of pressure on him. Now, Jesus said that this is the greatest prophet ever born.
Yes.
Yet, in the kingdom of God, he's the least. Mm-hmm. Now, Jesus was referring to the new birth. They didn't know that.
Yeah.
He said, the least of those shall be greater than the greatest prophet. Well, now we look back on that and we know what he was talking about because we've been born again.
Right.
We've been born from above.
Yes.
And so what? We have been made kings and priests
yes.
unto our God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And we can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Which they couldn't.
They couldn't at that time. The day of Pentecost is just around the corner, but they didn't know that.
It's
so,
exciting.
Because we're after the resurrection of Jesus, we're only talking about 50 days here.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, he began to preach. And now let's come down. Verse 14, and the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, and what shall we do? And he said unto them, do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. And as the people were in exception, in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts of John, whether he were the Christ or not, John answered. Oh, this, I underlined some of this in red. John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Glory to God.
Amen.
He will. And it, they didn't know it, but it's just a few days away.
Yep.
Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, and he will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff, the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable, and many other things in his exhortation preached he unto the people. Oh, my. He preached Jesus, and he preached the baptism of the Holy Ghost to the people. And they didn't have a clue what he's talking about. But he was so powerful and so anointed. And he's rugged. He's a rugged man. And he, powerful man. And they recognized him. They those soldiers, I expect those soldiers recognized, you know, I don't want to mess with this old guy. I don't want to fool with him. I mean, he wasn't old, but I don't want to mess with him. I mean, look at him. Man, look as powerful as he is. Whatever he tells me to do, I'm going to do it.
They were in awe.
He really has something here. And so, soldiers. Well, do you suppose those were Roman soldiers? I expect a number of them were Roman soldiers. They might have been a part of the temple garrison. And anyway, they had a lot of respect for this man named John.
Yes.
Now, why was his man named John? And why was he called John the Baptist? Well, he was named John because the angels said to name him that.
Yes.
And he was called Baptist because he was famous for baptizing people. Yes. Baptist was not his last name. Whatever Zacharias' name was, Zacharias Ben, whomever that was, would have been his last name. But we only know him as John the Baptist. Now, that's the reason we know Jesus as the Christ. What, Brother Copeland? Well, you heard me. That's what he preached. That's what he preached. Now, you come on down. Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by him for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for the evils which Herod had done, added yet this above all, that he shut up John in prison. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came pass to Jesus, who being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. Jesus himself being about 30 years of age, being as was supposed the son of Joseph and so forth. Now, oh, we're out of time. Oh, praise God.
It just came up on you suddenly.
Yeah, it really did. Praise God. Come on, Jeremy, son, help us.
Praise God.
Thank you, Papa. Today, we saw from Luke chapters 2 and 3 how Jesus grew in stature, how he increased in wisdom and in grace. And we followed him from the time he was 12 years old in Jerusalem in the temple to when he was baptized by John and the Holy Spirit came on him and he knew he was the Son of the Father in heaven. Now, tomorrow, we're going to continue into Luke chapter 4 and see how Jesus overcame temptation with the Word.
God is moving and revealing His glory through the body of Christ, the Holy Spirit poured out upon the local church. The heart of Kenneth Copeland Ministries' 2022 calendar is Together We Are Victory. Our partner churches from Singapore to Alaska are living testimonies of that victory. This calendar is designed to help you stay focused on God and His Word working in your life. Read the Bible in 1 year using the Daily Bible Reading Plan. Organize your yearly schedule, writing down your faith goals and victories. Dates for all the KCM events are marked so you can plan ahead to attend or watch online. The Lord told Brother Copeland that 2022 will be an extraordinary year of correction, direction, protection, and perfection in the spirit and soul, in the body, in finances, churches, and government. Get prepared and stay ready to be a part of all God is doing in 2022. Together in 2022, we are victory. Be sure to request your free 2022 Kenneth Copeland Ministries calendar at kcm.org/tvspecial or when you call 800-600-7395. You can also download each month's image to your computer or mobile device. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It's something you're going to want for the new year. It is the 2022 KCM calendar. Now, this is more than just a calendar. This is something that you can actually use to keep track of all that the Lord is doing in your life. You can write down what you're believing God to see, and then you can write it down when you see it, when that victory happens in your life. And I encourage you to do this as a family with your faith projects. Get the whole family involved. And within this calendar, you're going to find a daily Bible reading plan so that you can read through the Bible in 1 year. And you can use this calendar to find out when all of the 2022 KCM events are. You can make your plans to attend or to watch live. And while supplies last, you can reserve your free copy today at kcm.org. Now, KCM has a special event that starts this Friday. It's called Victory First. Now, this is the event that we've been talking to you about, and you need to pray about being there. We invite you to join Kenneth Copeland beginning December 31st, going through January 3rd at Eagle Mountain International Church, right here on the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Come start the new year in victory like never before. Partners, I encourage you to be there. Come hear the word of the Lord for 2022. Come be a part of these four power-packed days of praise, worship, hear the word of God preach. Let it set the tone for the new year. And let's get together. Bring in this new year in faith and bring it in victory. Now, if you can't be there in person, you can join us live online at kcm.org. For the speaker schedules and all the information, go to kcm.org. Be sure to join us again tomorrow on the broadcast. You don't want to miss it. Until then, remember this: God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith.